Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday. We're talking Sherrard Golf with junior Ethan Earl. He turned in a round of 40 this week at Valley View over at Cambridge, and I also saw this week able to turn in a very solid round of 36 out at Fire Lake. That's not too shabby, Ethan Earl. How have things been going for you this season?
Things have been doing okay so far. I mean, honestly, still haven't been playing to my best potential, but been getting there.
Yeah, tell us the areas you really are honing in on heading toward the postseason in IHSA golf.
I mean, honestly, the key thing is the putter. If you get the putter going, then it doesn't really matter how bad you're hitting the ball. If you're putting well, then you're going to score well.
Well, tell us about the season so far up to this point as we talk to you on this 14th day of September. Where do you think some of the better events and better performances have been for you so far this season?
I mean, I had a good performance when we played at home against Allman, shot a 1-over-36, but if it weren't for a putting error, then it could have easily been 1 or 2 under. Also at Hawthorne Ridge, I shot, I think, 82, and a couple lost balls here and there, and I was right there.
All right, so you look at the schedule, and I know I talked to Carson Hall earlier this week from Rock Ridge, and we know when you get to September in boys golf, the season rapidly flies by. What are some of the big events left on the schedule for you that you're really looking at? I assume, you know, conference is one of those things, but talk about, you know, the rest of the season and getting ready for the postseason.
For sure. We got conference, and then also we have a couple meets coming up that against some bigger schools, so like Galesburg, which would be a really good match.
How do you like the course layout with Fire Lake? I understand that's, you know, your home course, of course, with the IHSA season, then you play there a lot during the summer. How does that course set up to your game, and is that your favorite course to play at, and why?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely up there with one of my favorite courses, getting to play there every single day, and the people there are really nice. I like the course a lot. It's really, it makes every other course around here more of, like, easy, I guess, more of a cakewalk, I guess, but you still have to go out there and play well.
All right. So the development of your game, when did you start playing golf? And I know it's a serious endeavor for you. Yeah, you told me off here you're playing some the youth tournaments around the area. You know, how big is golf in your life, and when did you start playing?
Me and my brother both started. I was in 8th grade, and I think he was in 7th grade. So we're still fairly new to the game of golf. That's what some of our errors come from, just not being mature enough in the game.
All right. So you answered the question. So that other Earl in the box score must be a little brother, right? So tell us, is it? I assume there's a little sibling rivalry. Hopefully it's a friendly rivalry and not a bitter rivalry. How much do you play with him in the off season? And I assume, you know, competition like that is pretty good, because I see he's shooting some pretty good scores as a freshman.
Yeah, we have a rivalry, basically. We play every day during the summer, along with our coach, Dylan Daxon. And basically, we, like, keep track of who wins each match.
All right, no illegal gaming, though. All right, you have an older brother. He plays golf, too, right? So does he get involved in any of that, Nathan Earl?
Yeah, he plays a little bit. I mean, he doesn't take it too competitively. He's more of just plays for fun.
All right, so, and, you know, I look at Sherrard as a team this year with some of the young talent. I know your little brother's playing, and then you're turning in some solid scores. You know, what about this squad and you know, looking at the team success? What do you think there?
I mean, the team is, honestly, we're still all young. I think we have two seniors, actually, but a lot of underclassmen have been playing well. I mean, and Coach really has incorporated that team atmosphere into golf, which really isn't seen anywhere else. So we're bonding well.
All right. Well, Ethan Earl having a good season, and, man, I tell you, a good week. He shot a 40 out at Valley View and then a 1-over-36 out at Fire Lake earlier in the week. So watch Ethan Earl and his little brother, Evan Earl, and that Sherrard Boys golf team. Nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor with High School Sports Spotlight.